Hi guys, welcome to A Penny for Your Thoughts. This is your girl LG Penny and we are back with another episode. I do apologize because I know it has been a few months since I've dropped an episode and I did say I was going to work on consistency. So I do owe that to you all and I owe it to myself to be more consistent and to push through better content and episodes for you all. Because not only do I love to talk, I love to motivate others. I love to receive that feedback and just know that not only am I speaking my truth, but I'm also aligning and, you know, people out there, my tribe, are listening to me. They're finding my podcast and they're aligning with everything that I'm talking about, or they at least understand. Now, for today's episode, my topic is walking in solitude. For me personally, as a woman, I am currently 25 years old. And as I continue to evolve as a woman, I do recognize the pressure that can be placed upon us amongst our peers, our family. And usually it's, oh, when are you going to have kids? When are you guys going to tie the knot? When are y'all going to get married? When are you going to settle down? When are you going to get a girlfriend? When are you going to get a boyfriend? And for me personally, I feel like, of course, everyone, I know for a fact, every individual on this planet is yearning for love, whether they want to admit it or not, okay? But I am still a firm believer that you should not just rush into anything just to say and claim that you have a partner. Now, a lot of us may not remember, but I do recall learning about the American dream. The American dream is pretty much the same goal that most Americans are yearning after, which is a spouse, a family, and kids, you know, having a home with your husband or your wife and having children. Now, I also do want to be a part of this American dream. You know, I do have it in my goals list to one day, eventually, hopefully I will have a beautiful family, a handsome husband, and we can just emerge into the most beautiful souls and just create life together, right? Thrive. But I'm learning that it's not up to me. It's not my timeline. You know, it's God's timeline. And it sounds very cliche, but listen, I'm sure you guys notice every family function, especially once you hit, what, 25 and up. Oh, baby, when y'all gonna get together? Where are your boyfriend? Where are your girlfriend? So I feel like that outside noise, that outside pressure, even social media, seeing all these topics on a daily and post about relationships and what they should acquire, what they should be consisting of, I feel like we have to take a step back sometimes and realize, what is it that I want? Am I ready for this at this moment? Because sometimes we get so caught up in the motions of things and the idea that we don't realize that this may not be something we're even ready for. And don't get me wrong, I don't believe that you have to be 100% ready mentally or financially or physically to be in a relationship or to align with your person. Because if anything, I know that you know that you found your person once you realize that you don't have to force anything. It's just natural. They accept you in and out, internally, externally, for who you are, with no pressure, anything like that, right? But I do believe, or I feel, that it is best when we learn to love ourselves inside and out, because not only are you learning yourself, but you know you're learning your triggers, things that you want to embrace, your insecurities. You know, you become whole without outside distractions and other people putting their desires and needs onto you. Basically, accepting your reality versus others, your truth. I strongly believe that once you walk into your truth and you accept every flaw about yourself, embrace the flaws, and embrace the insecurities. Because once you embrace these things, I feel like you will look at them from a different viewpoint and you'll start to respect yourself more. You'll kind of pinpoint what it is that you like, what you dislike, what you don't want to deal with, what you do want to deal with, whether it's from other people or even from yourself. Because I know I have my moments where I get on my own damn nerves. And I know it sounds weird or crazy, but we're not perfect. We're all human beings, you know? Nothing in this life is perfect. So I really believe if we were to focus solely on our individual selves, at least before we just rush out there and try to merge into one, that we will have a lot more progress in successful, healthy relationships. Now, I'm not saying that it's impossible to grow with someone, evolve, and y'all to motivate one another, right? But I am saying, I do believe we should take the time to do that inner work. When I say inner work, I mean that spiritual work. Making sure, like I said, that you're learning your triggers, you know, how to control emotions, feelings. I know sometimes things happen where you just can't pinpoint every single thing. But the more you learn about yourself, the more easy it is to dictate what it is that you're going to deal with, how you're going to deal with things. Because you never know how triggered you are or traumatized until you're in that situation. So I do believe that, because I know a lot of people who hop in a relationship right after they just got out of a relationship. And to me, I noticed that sometimes those individuals carry the same burdens and the same issues from that past relationship into the newest current relationship. And that's because they didn't take the time to let themselves just breathe, to dissect the relationship. Sometimes you have to do a little review, baby. Like, okay, now what was this? How do I feel? Do I feel okay? Do I need time to kind of be to myself so I can become myself again? Some people lose themselves in other people because they're trying so hard to satisfy another individual or to keep that person happy that they lack the love and the, you know, everything that it takes to keep themselves up. So I do want to just say that to say, don't settle. You know, you don't have to force anything just because you feel like, oh, well, everybody else getting relationships or I've been single for X amount of time. Everybody keeps asking about this. Because the last thing you want to do is force yourself in a connection with an individual who doesn't even, y'all don't even align. And that's why I say it's important to learn yourself, because you will never pinpoint and recognize that you and someone may be wasting time. You can waste years with the individual all because you're just trying to force a connection just by the looks or the image, if that makes sense. So I feel like it's also easier to let go when things no longer serve you, once you learn to accept who you are, once you know your triggers, you know your desires, your, you know, the things that you dislike. I feel like it is so much easier to know when something is no longer serving you a better good in your life. And this is very important, ladies, men as well, because I feel like sometimes we get so comfortable and content with certain individuals. Like, I don't know about y'all, but I know sometimes we have those couples. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing, because you do have people who go through the ups and downs and they're able to make it out. Like I said, they're growing together. They're holding each other accountable for how they treat one another and their individual selves, you know? But it's still up to that individual person to put in the work to make sure that they individually are okay mentally, financially, physically. It's not always up to your spouse or your partner, which is why I say it's important for you to know what it is that you need. Also, if things are getting overlooked, or maybe you didn't realize this whole time you're pouring so much into this other person that you're lacking so much. They're not pouring anything into you. You've been pouring into an empty cup, you know? So I feel like the way we can avoid going down that hill, you know, overindulging in other people's and other people and receiving or accepting that bare minimum is to get to know yourself, because it'll be a lot easier to know your boundaries, what you want, what you don't want. And I feel like that is very key when you're trying to evolve and build with another individual, because you don't want to overlook important things, especially when you know for a fact that is something that you do not like or something that does not sit well in your spirit. Now, not saying that every little thing has to be, oh, I'm healed, I gotta let him go, he's not doing what I like. I'm not saying that at all, because no one is perfect, once again. But it'll at least let you know when to become aware if someone is constantly playing on your top, on your emotions, if they're just doing things just to get away with them, or if they're doing them truly because they're just unaware of how they're making you feel, how they're affecting you. So I do believe you won't feel as pressure to conform to other people's standards and beliefs once you know what it is that you want, your reality versus everyone else's reality. So the American dream versus your dream. And of course, that can be an end goal, but what is your dream at this moment, you know? And if it's meant for you to meet someone and y'all align and you guys end up growing and evolving together, then like I said, even better, you guys will be healthier. But I do believe once you're aware of the things that you guys want, it'll be easier to distinguish if a connection is for you or if it's simply just draining you. A lot of people get comfortable and they stay in relationships all because they're used to this person. They don't want to see that individual with anyone else, you know? So imagine if those people took the time to do that inner work they probably wouldn't be forcing a connection that's no longer thriving, no longer flourishing. They will accept and respect each other's boundaries and wishes and like, you know what? I know myself well enough to know that we are both going in two different directions in life, and maybe we should just grow apart and just wish each other the best. Maybe we can be the best of friends after this, but at least you know when it's time for you to move on for better instead of forcing things that are not meant to thrive and grow. Some things are just dead and people try to revive them, and it's just not meant for them to come back alive, you know? You have to know when to let go, when to walk away, and when to put yourself first. Now, another point that I want to bring up in walking in solitude is, I believe when you feel whole, alone, before becoming with another soul, before you emerge with another soul, you will know when to separate certain feelings and emotions and when to enforce those boundaries, because like I said, that's going to be the healthy aspect of your relationship that teaches you when to let go or when to move on or when to maybe even utilize different methods for you guys. Counseling, you know, you just never know unless you've learned how to deal with yourself, because going through something with someone else, they can easily influence you based off their emotions, their feelings, what they say. And of course, when you look up to someone, sometimes you allow that to blind your cloud, your judgment. But at times you have to know when to hold your own judgment. Is this better serving me? Does this make sense? Or is this going to only serve that person? A lot of people are narcissists and very manipulative guys. And I'm not saying that. Actually, I'm saying you should watch out for that shit. That's what I'm saying. Don't allow someone to make you feel like you can't trust yourself and your own opinion solely because they feel like their opinion weighs more or is more important. If anything, both opinions matter, and trusting each other should be both as equally yoked, you know? But you do have to be careful for those individuals who will make you feel like you don't trust yourself, so you always have to go with what they're thinking. Because sometimes they may not have your best interest at heart. It may seem like it, may sound like it, but once you start to dissect and realize like, wait, I kind of have just been going with the flow with everything instead of standing up for myself and my beliefs. This whole time, I'm conforming to this person's belief system versus my own. So hopefully you guys kind of see where I'm going with this. But I kind of just want to wrap this topic up by saying, I believe that you all should pour into yourself, learn yourself, love yourself whole, inside and out, baby, insecurities, anything, because you're not going to know how to control them, what triggers them, or how to move past them unless you tackle these issues face on. I know we like to run from ourselves sometimes, but baby, you cannot run from yourself. You have to face you. You have to look yourself in the mirror and know what it is that you have to work on, because if you keep avoiding it and trying to cover up this burden or these holes by just having someone else come in, those issues are going to follow and become worse and burden the next relationship. They'll get deeper and deeper. Those wounds are going to become bigger. So you don't want to pour salt into the wound, y'all. If anything, you want to give it time to heal. You want to wash that baby out. It's okay. There's no rush. There's no timeline. God's timing is perfect. We always want to force things and put them on our own timeline, but you can't. You just can't. And it's easier said than done, but you just have to trust the process, guys. Would you rather settle and conform to something that you really don't feel like would be bring out the best you, just to say you have someone, just for an image? Or would you rather actually get to know yourself, love yourself, cherish yourself? I know a lot of couples, you know, down the line, they're like, yeah, you really don't want to depend too solely on someone else for happiness. Like, you have to know how to create that within oneself. If you don't, you're going to keep searching for that. And let's say something happens to your spouse, then you're going to feel empty. You're not going to know how to recreate and go back into you, your own routine. You're not going to know how to live your life for you to make yourself happy once that person is gone. And here we are again, repeating the cycle, chasing things that aren't really meant for us, just for the feeling, just for the high. You got to know how to get through those high feelings, guys. You got to know how to love yourself when you're down and out, when you're bad, when you're broke as fuck, when you feel weak, when you feel ugly, when you feel the shittiest. You have to learn how to love yourself and adore yourself inside and out. If you don't, you're not going to know how to handle yourself, and you're not going to know how to treat other people how to treat you. So I'm just going to end with this. Create the life that you want. The reality that best suits you, who you want to be, not who others want you to be, but who you know that you desire to be. Start alone, even if you have to just learn yourself and embrace all the ins and outs of how ugly it can be, how you can be, the world. You have to just accept that truth, the authenticity behind it all. Figure out how to become better. That's the only way you will thrive and grow as an individual. So, lastly, let's just remember, we are important, just as important as the next person. So love yourself and treat yourself the way you want to be loved and treated and adorned. And I guarantee you will align with your tribe, with that person, without having to force it. It'll be so natural, so authentic. It'll just feel like a breath of fresh air. If it's not meant for you, baby, you will know. You won't keep questioning yourself. You won't feel like you have to keep forcing connections, forcing the vibe, forcing the conversation. It will all flow. It'll be authentic. You'll be able to confide into one another, whether you have issues or family things, you know, without feeling judged or pressured. So just go in, learn yourself, figure out what it is that you want to do to put yourself on a pedestal. That way you can know what it is that you truly desire out of love, life, and this world before you force yourself to be under someone else's American dream. Now, from Penny to you, this is a Penny for your thoughts. Of course, I always speak from the heart, things that I've experienced. And I truly believe as I evolve through this journey, y'all, as I've learned to not pressure myself to feel like I'm alone or I'm behind because of other people's timeline, I'm just learning to embrace it, okay? So embrace where you are in this moment. Embrace where you want to be. Make a plan. And figure out how you can get yourself there mentally. And then everything else will follow. Love you guys. Smooches. Bye.